Pizzan Bar sits in the heart of Grašanica, a Serbian area near Pristina. It's run by Izak and Zorica Vurkučić, a Serbian couple who opened the bar 2 years ago and who now brew their own beer. Zorica says the idea started in Belgium.
There are so many different kinds of beer, and my husband brought some back with him. We were reading about it and decided we should start making it. At the beginning, I didn't believe we could, but then I realized it was possible, and I was surprised to see how much tastier our beer is compared to the industrial one.
It is not easy to do business in Kosovo at all. I mean, first of all, if you want to produce something quality as a craft beer, everything needs to be imported. Some stuff from Serbia, some stuff from Slovenia, from Belgium, France, Germany and United States. Locally we can only buy detergent to wash the dishes after brewing. Everything else is imported, including for packing, like bottles, corks, stickers, etc.
The bar takes its name from their beer. It's small, cozy and built mostly of wood. Most of the customers are Serbs. One of them, Teuta, speaks Serbian and likes coming here because she shares the language, listens to the same music and has a lot of culture in common with the other people in the bar. But she says that it can become complicated to bring some of her non-Serb Kosovo friends over.
So in this case, they have some prejudices, you know, toward each other. And this complicates the situation, so I can say, for example, to some of my friends, yes, we can go, it's so nice there, the people are fine, but the idea, the fact that they are Serbians, it's enough, so my friends will have doubts, should they go or no. So it's not always easy to convince someone to go there or anywhere else where in Serbian areas.
Her friend Dardan is Albanian, like the vast majority of people in Kosovo. He's come with her to the bar, but says that might not have been the case a few years back.
The progress that Kosovo made, I think it's like the tensions between the ethnic groups now are a little bit more relaxed, although the tension is there always. But still, for example, 5 years ago, I was not willing to visit a Serbian enclave. Today, maybe I'm still not feeling comfortable by going to north, but Grašanica is a place where I can go and feel comfortable.
This tension can still be felt in Kosovo, even in Izak and Zorica's home brewery nearby, where they produce 480 bottles of beer every month.
There are other products sold in Cyrillic. There is a beer from Skopje. That one is in Cyrillic and it's sold all over Kosovo. But it appears that it's a problem when the Serbs are behind the Cyrillic logo, and we had some kind of resistance to take the beer in Pristina. Not openly, but you know, they were just excusing, like, well, we cannot at the moment, we have enough of other, and we will call you, etc.
The issues that Izak and Zorica are dealing with are echoed on a national level. As Naim Rashidi, a political analyst from the think tank the Balkans Policy Research Group, explains, 10 years after the independence, Kosovo is still trying to sort out its relationship with Serbia.
The only real problems with the Kosovo Albanian is Serbia, which often manipulates Kosovo Serbs. That's where they are frustrated. That's the real problems of the state building for Kosovo. How to accommodate, find a consensus for a common state with Kosovo Serbs while moving the issues with Serbia. Kosovars are really frustrated and often terrified of Serbia. There's still a fear Serbia can destruct the country. And that takes lots of energy from the political leadership.
Izak says that even if some things have evolved since the end of the war, almost 20 years ago, this ethnic issue remains present.
There is a progress. Unfortunately, I don't see a progress, essential progress in inter-ethnic relations. It's still like, you know, now we live in peace, one by another, but not too aware of each other's. And, you know, preferring not to think about the other part as potential friends, neighbors, and any kind of cooperation.
The different communities in Kosovo do manage to live together, even if relations could be improved. For Isaac and Zorica, their bar, their beer, is a small step in that direction. Kjær Burhøst, RFI, Gresham Nissa.